Al-Shifa Hospital in downtown Gaza City is the biggest hospital and the most important one in the Strip, especially in wartime under a tight siege.
I want to ask everyone in this world, if it is this child is yours, what do you feel?
I am here because the Israeli occupation bombed us.
This war results in high numbers of casualties. People dying every day.
Her family name is Al-Bakri. She's 3 months old. Let the world see her. These are the targets the Israeli occupation claimed to be terrorists. This is the army's language, but the whole world should see this child and decide whether she is a terrorist or a target, as the Israeli occupation claims.
Al-Shifa Hospital in downtown Gaza City is the biggest hospital and the most important one in the Strip, especially in wartime under a tight siege. On the 19th of July 2014, our story with Al-Shifa Hospital starts when the war machines of the Israeli occupation army invade the Gaza Strip. This war results in high numbers of casualties, people who are torn, bleeding, and dying every day. They are of different ages and innocent.
I was spending the night at my uncle's house. I slept and didn't know what was going on around me. Suddenly, the house roof fell on me and the stones too. I tried to creep after that to get out of the place. Then my brother came out and hardly took me out. A man from Abu Amra family took me and wrapped my leg with a scarf to stop the bleeding. They took me in an ambulance to Al-Aqsa Hospital where they stitched my wounds. I cannot bear the pain. May Allah revenge against the Israel occupation.
We are in Shifa Hospital, which is the biggest hospital in the area, accommodating about 740 beds. Most of those days, we are flooded with patients. The patient up today, till this moment, we are full of patients, even patients in the corridors.
Here in Shifa Hospital, we receive not every hour, every minute, we receive victims or wounded people and injured people. And all of them civilians, most of them children and elderly people. Every day we receive here in only in emergency department in Shifa Hospital about 200 from 200 to 300 wounded people. When we spoke about wounded, it means severe injury, moderate to severe injury. All of them need to admission. A hospital now it's full. We haven't any enough places.
In Al-Shifa Hospital, the medical crews work 24 hours despite the heartbreaking scenes. They try to save what can be saved under severe shortages of equipment and medical supplies, as well as power cuts. Whoever doesn't know the truth needs to spend the night in the hospital through this documentary, and then they will know what really happened.
Our patients, our hospital are suffering a lot, and we are suffering, of course. There is no electricity in the area, no electricity in Gaza. Gaza is dim. This big hospital supports to have continuous current of electricity. And now we are managing the hospital with local generators, which is giving not good electricity power, frequent interruptions, damage to the machines, ventilators, patients in ICUs, patients in ORs, patients in hemodialysis. It's a real challenge. It's a big problem.
We have a shortage, severe shortage, actually, of medical supply and drugs. The situation is very critical. We put the wounded people in the corridor, and now it's full. We can't receive any more of victims. Let's the world see what's happening here in Sector Gaza.
While walking around the hospital's buildings and corridors, you will meet some internationals. This is Fred, a journalist moving between the corridors and the rooms. He's filming what he sees and hears of the stories of those who were wounded. He seeks to send a message from Al-Shifa Hospital about what happened to these people as a result of the land invasion of the Gaza Strip.
We are from Wahdan family from Al Bura area. We fled when the Israeli occupation invaded our area. 8 people from my family remained behind. We went to the shelters, which were UNRWA schools. When we were inside the school, the Israeli army bombed it, so we escaped to another school. However, we remained scared of being bombed again. So we rented a house from Abu al-Kumsan family. During the first night, we were bombed again while the children were sleeping. The children were wounded and 4 family members were killed. One of them was the mother of these 3 children. Their father lost his leg and he is now at the intensive care unit in a dangerous condition. My aunt was killed and so was another small girl. The bodies of the 8 people we left at Al Bura area in Beit Hanun were taken from under the rubble. This means that 12 people were killed from the family and other 10 were wounded.
Well, I will try to put all the eyes of the Western world on this hospital in Gaza. That's what I want to do. People need to see what's going on here because it's really, there's no words for what's going on in this massacre against all these children and families. So I just try to take the pictures, tell the stories of what's going on here so that people will listen and take some kind of action.
Fred keeps moving between the rooms, then enters another room. There he finds a 2-year-old baby girl who has a different story with the Israeli occupation's rockets.
We are neighbors of the Khattab family. Their family home was targeted on the 3rd of August 2014. A first missile hit and then seconds later, a second missile scored a direct hit to the 2-story house and destroyed it completely. 16 people used to live in that house. 7 of them were killed. Her father was killed, her mother, 2 aunts and an uncle, her grandfather and grandmother also. Now she's alone.
Well, sadly enough, this is one of many Palestinian cases that we can see here now in Gaza and that we have been seeing so many times before. I just feel hopeless when the Western world, Europe and America, they don't see this and take it seriously and take any action against Israel.
Fred could not bear what he heard and saw, so he decided to leave with the two stories he had. We decided to stay and entered the intensive care unit, which was filled with casualties. We listened to Hanin's story.
Hanin?
Yes.
What were you doing when the bombing happened? Where were you?
I was at home.
Where were you sitting?
At home.
What was everybody doing?
We were baking bread because we had no bread.
Were you baking bread because you had no bread?
Yes.
What happened after that?
We were bombed.
Were you bombed?
Yes.
All your siblings were with you?
Yes.
Your mother and all your siblings?
Yes.
All right, all right. She knows nothing about her family. Her little brother.
Her sister died, but we want to tell her that her sister died.
Uncle.
Her sister only.
Uncle.
And there is another child, 4 months.
Yes, uncle.
Did any of my siblings die?
They are all fine and waiting for you to go out in good condition. They are all fine, your mother, brothers, and sisters.
Where are they now, uncle?
They did not come yet because you are in the intensive care unit. Tomorrow, when you go out, they will come to visit you and feed you. They are home now and cannot come here.
What house do you mean?
They are at the neighbor's house, and in the morning, they are coming to see you. Okay, sleep now, and they will be here in the morning.
Thank you.
I hope you get better soon.
Thank you.
She has presented to the emergency department comatose. She has a subarachnoid hemorrhage, multiple facial abrasion, and multiple shrapnels all over the body, underwent surgery, and there was a fracture in her right forearm and underwent fixation.
We are having different types of injuries. Actually, I'm afraid on our viewers just to talk about it. You know, bodies in pieces, you know, brain is out, pregnant ladies are aborted, the fetus is out. The type of wounds which we are having, some injuries which are having even some shapes of computer, of transistor, something or nail sometimes.
Words are perhaps incapable of telling the stories from the hospital, but the biggest challenge for any visitor is bearing what they hear and see. Escaping outside the hospital is the only way to breathe again. However, there was another surprise, as many people were in the roads and under the buildings. Every one of them had a story too.
I am a barber. I carry my equipment and cut people's hair. I provide service to the homeless and the wounded at the hospital departments. Yesterday, I shaved the hair of 2 wounded men in the internal medicine division. We have to cut our hair to remain clean and avoid being sick. There's no power except for in the hospital, and we use power to run the shaving device too. There is nowhere safe but the hospital. I also go to the schools and help those who have left their houses.
We are in Al Shifa Hospital. We've been here since the beginning of the war. There is nothing between us and the occupation's planes but this tent. We sleep and eat here. Allah knows about what we suffer because of food and drink shortage, especially the water children need. There is not enough water to stop their thirst.
Whenever you go in Al-Shifa Hospital, you find nothing but pain and suffering. Some of the visitors go to hospital's library, seeking rest to be able to write news or stories about what happens in the hospital.
we all are sending out as much information as we can to our countries and to as many other places as we can about the carnage that is happening here. We also see every day when I come here, I walk past the morgue, and some days there are just 30 cars or more picking up dead bodies. And then you go into the wards and you see the injuries, the people without limbs, the people in comas, the children with shrapnel completely covering their whole bodies. Entire families, a mother and three or four of her children, all in the same ward, all with terrible injuries. Civilization has been ripped from the face of Israel by their own hands, and they have exposed their barbarity for the entire world to see.
I was here the other night when people began to came in from Al-Shujaya that were at the marketplace and that were bombed. And I saw approximately 200 ambulances arriving at the hospital. The hospital was in shock. I was in shock with the quantity of injured and dead. Yeah, today, I saw three funerals of people carrying bodies through the hospital grounds. I saw two people come in whose faces were covered, and frankly, I wept. Frankly, I was also asked to document war crimes and to send material to the State Department in the United States that would document those crimes, and I fully intend to do that.
Since the beginning of the war on the Gaza Strip, these internationals have been staying with others in the hospital all the time. That is because the Israeli occupation has informed the hospital that it will be bombed and destroyed.
I was already here a few days ago when the Israelis struck the wall outside and all these windows were shattered. And that was pretty scary. So it wouldn't be telling the truth to say that there's not, you know, fear. But at the same time, that is not going to stop me or any of us from defending the Shifa Hospital and all the people in it, because it is a far greater fear that all these people should die than that I should die.
I have myself been in two hospitals before this that's been under attack. I was stuck in Beit Hanun for 16 hours. Well, it was constantly being attacked by shelling from the Israeli occupation forces. Well, what we can do as internationals is to use our privilege here in Gaza. So we use this to bring media attention to Shifa, to let the world know that this is a civilian hospital that has been threatened by the Israeli occupation forces.
The next morning has come without anything happening to the hospital. With the beginning of the new day, the hospital looks quiet. This is Denny moving around the hospital to inform whoever is interested in his country about what happens in Gaza. Denny continues walking in the corridors of a department, heading to the rooms of casualties he has visited to check on them.
I am here because the Israeli occupation bombed us. I was standing next to our neighbor's car, near a store. The occupation's army fired a missile toward us. I flew in air and fell down. Then I was taken to Al-Shifa Hospital. There are wounds all over my body, in my belly, hands, and head. My whole body is wounded.
I am ashamed that the United States government is providing the financing for this war and for the military machine in Israel. I've called for the ICC to bring the United States government before the ICC for complicity in these war crimes. When children and women and men, civilians were being killed, when these houses were being destroyed, Palestinian people, under international law certainly, and under moral law, have the right to defend themselves. This is a country without an army, without a navy, without an air force, without even an airport, without advanced weapons, and they're being targeted by the fourth most powerful military in the world. They have a right to defend themselves. I wish they would shoot more rockets.
Denny left the room upset, but there was something that drew attention in the view from the window. What cannot be seen at night becomes clear in daytime. That was the hospital's garden, filled with tents, reminding everyone of the exile of the 1948 catastrophe.
I talked about this many times. When they ask me, what does the war remind you of? I say that it reminds me of what happened in 1948, when we left our house. It was the same situation now. We were running and did not know where to go. Some of us were barefoot, and children were crying and running, as if we were living the 1948 catastrophe again.
After we were done filming the Shifa refugee camp, we were informed that a German delegation had arrived at the hospital to help the medical crews. We went to follow up with the delegation, but found that each of them was busy working with the medical crews. The delegation was surprised with the difficulty of work in the hospital that they think contains old equipment and devices, as if they were borrowed from a museum of an old hospital.
The Palestinian doctor forums in Europe came to idea to help people here in Gaza, or our colleagues here in this war situation, trying to give some aid for them and support them, or showing them new techniques or procedures.
We are now at Al-Shifa Hospital, the biggest hospital in the Gaza Strip. As you know, it's experiencing war. We are a group of many doctors who work in Germany. We have different specialities, and we came from Germany to Gaza to help the casualties and provide medical care. We have been here for 4 weeks.
There is a severe shortage of medical equipment. I don't know what to say about this primitive surgery room. However, I am confident that this room is not classified as a surgery room in Germany. There are no anesthesia appliances and care as required.
Es fehlen wirklich viele Sachen hier.
As example, it should be an intervention radiology unit here with an NGO suite, but this is an old fluoroscopy machine. This is an example what I have to use to access an artery or vein. This is not acceptable for this procedure. This is only a normal cannula to access a vein for infusion or blood withdrawal. And that's it. We don't have enough materials here. We don't have even basic things. I don't know how are they managing their cases here.
Wir kommen zu einem siebenjährigen Mädchen.
A seven-year-old girl was found wounded 16 days ago. She was shot in the neck. The bullet entered from her right side through the backbone and exited out the left side. She is paralyzed now because of that. She cannot move either her arms or legs. If this had occurred in Germany, we could have helped her sooner and she would have had a better chance at recovery. But in such a case as this, and with the time delay and a shortage of facilities, unfortunately, there's just no way to help her.
Bei den Möglichkeiten, die hier sind, hat man leider wenig Chancen, dieses Mädchen zu helfen.
I want to ask everyone in this world, if it is this child is yours, what do you feel?
You know, we have been suffering. I'm talking about 10,000 injured patients and that big number of murders, 2,000 about now. Imagine how much is the magnitude, how much is the need. It's a very dirty massacre. It's fairly against the human beings. Killing children, killing all members of the families, coming to the towns, just destructing the houses on the residents of that house. It's unhuman by all means.
We should say that our doctor fellows at Al-Shifa Hospital were able to achieve a lot under these exceptional circumstances. They were very organized and did a good job. We look forward to replicating back in Germany. I don't know if a similar war had started in a German province, how would have we been able to deal with such a tragic problem?
The disaster is not over yet. Al-Shifa Hospital is still housing many of those who became homeless after they lost their homes. Casualties arrive along with martyrs who were turned into shreds, inside bags with no names yet. The wounded in the hospital suffer because of the severe shortage of medical equipment as a result of the siege imposed on the Gaza Strip during this ongoing war.